We've learned so far that there are six types of negoyim, four in the human body, and two, one that applies to the remaining two, one to begodim, and one to batim, one to houses. The four in the human body, the brunt of the material we've had so far, the first eight chapters, dealt with nigi or basar, baharos, that are metame, white spots of the four colors and their admixtures of red. Through metame, through shtei saros, we'll see here loven, two black hairs turn white, michio, the appearance of a live skin in the middle, or a pisoyan, or spreading, which occurs after the first week. The if the kohen sees him the first time and is hairs that have turned white, black hairs that have turned white because of the beharis, or there's a michya in it, he's mukhlet immediately. But bisoyon can't take place until after 1 week of hezger. And there are two possible weeks of hezger, after which, if nothing happens, there's no change, no simoni tuma, then he's potter. If there is some change, a simon tuma, then he's the mitzvah is mukhlet. In chapter 9, we had shchin and michveh, two types of wounds in the body. And they their hezger is only for 1 week, and their simoni tuma are two. One is ser lovin, if you have again black hairs that turn white, and the other is a pisoyon, and the pisoyon is limited that it can be poisa only from shchin to another shchin, or in that same shchin, or mikveh to another mikveh that's next to it. Or in that same mikveh, if the beharis is smaller than the mikveh, so that would be how you would have a pisoyon. The 10th chapter deals with a third type of nega of a human being, and that's a nisokim. And the Rav says immediately, the Mishnah starts, HaNesokim mitamim, they become tamei b'shnei shvuos. They also, like regular beharis, have two possible weeks of hezger. U'b'shnei simonim, and there are two simonim over here. B'ser, simonim b'ser tzohuv, a yellowish hair, or two yellow hairs. Dak, which is thinner, and we'll see what that means. U'b'pisoyon, or is spreading. Now the Rav right away tells us, Hanisokim negoim shebarosh o bizokon, these are in the areas, as we've said before, the hairy areas of the body, the beard area, or the scalp area where there's hair. These are kuyim nisokim. Language of lenatake is to remove something. Al shem, so he says, they're called nisokim al shem shiaser nitak, because the hair is removed and no fail, and fools with no shear and is uprooted machmas hanega. Now the Rav now tells us something that we've mentioned earlier in the past, but again it has to be reiterated. V'hanesokim ein mitamim bedalad maros kenegish mokum baser. It means the nesokim aren't exclusively limited to the white colors, the four white colors mentioned by or basar, and their red and their four red admixtures, but rather, although we've said earlier that probably that's the majority of cases of nesek do have these colors, but any type of strange color, any type of irregular color that appears on the beard area or the beard of the scalp. So he says elamitamin bechomaros, any type of strange coloration. Doesn't have to be in the white family. Besir tzohov doma le tavnis zov. It looks like a goldish shoe, and the and then is sersov dak, and we'll see what dak means again in a moment. Upipisoyim, or the spreading. Again after the first week. Besir tzohov dak lokoi kotzer. So here now the Mishnah goes further and says, "Betzer tzohav dak loki kotzer, dak loki kotzer, masha amr Torah, ubo ser tzohav dak." And on the this person is a seer, that's a tzohuv dak, it's golden in yum and dak and thin, mashma lokui kotzer. The Rav learns that the word dak, where it says dak lokui, that the word lokui, I'm sorry, lokui means like smitten or diminished. The lokui goes on dak. The Tosfos Yomta brings down a Rambam that it goes on the hue of gold. It's, since gold is a combination of red and yellow, it's a weaker color than red. That's what the lokui goes on. But the Rav holds it goes on the nature of the texture of the hair. So mashmos lokui is kotzer. So the meaning of lokui here means now it's short. So so dak upisoyon besir so dak lokui kotzer divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a definition where the Rav learns of lokui is that it's short. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omir afilu aruch she'ein even if it's long she'ein mashmos dak ela rokik. The mashmus of dak is rokik, that it's thin. It's like a hair that doesn't have too much, as they say today in shampoo commercials, doesn't have too much body to it. It's a thin, weak hair. So again, Rabbi Akiva says that lokui refers to kotzer. It refers to short. It's a short hair. Some learn that it's just shorter than the other hairs. Others learn that it's shorter than the shear that we had already by the Sir Lovin, by the Baharis, that it had to be at least long enough to be cut with a scissor, and this is shorter than that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says even if it's long, but the texture, the body of the hair, strands of hair are weak. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mehaloshin Omrim, language we say dak, mikol ze, I'm sorry, dak makol ze. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says in linguistics and language, where people speak, people say dak makol ze. This makel, this staff is thin. Dak koneze doesn't refer to short, it refers to thin. So dak lokui kotzer or dak lokui oruch. So it doesn't make a difference if it's thin. It could be kotzer, it could be long, or it could be short, or it could be long. So he brings a proof from Yochanan ben Nuri from language that people say kula a makel, dak makel zeh. This makel is thin. This kone, this reed is thin. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, ad shani lamdi min hakone. Before I'm going to learn the meaning of lokui or dak, I mean the meaning of dak from a kone, from a reed, nilma min hasir. I'll learn it from hair itself. People will say, dak saro shoploni, dak lokui kotzer, lo dak lokui oruch. That people say a person's hair is dak. So dak means lokui kotzer, that it's diminished in terms of its size, is short. Lo dak lokui oruch. When people speak about dak by hair, it's not diminished and thin and long, but it's diminished, thin and short. That's what Rabbi Akiva's language is, how people apply the word dak to hair. And I would assume the halacha is, the Rav says halacha Rabbi Akiva, so that dak refers to a short hair. Dak lokui kotzer is the hair is short. That's Mishnah Aleph. Seir tzohav dak mitami mechunas. The mechunish de saros b'mokom echad. Remember, when we speak about hair by saros, we're generally speaking about two hairs. So the seir tzohav dak, this golden, thin, short, according to Rabbi Akiva, hairs now, mitami mechunas, if the hairs, two hairs are together, umefuzer, or if they're spread out in the nesek, in this discoloration on the beard or scalp area. Umavutzer, or if they're centered together right in the middle. Ushalom mavutzer, or if they're not mavutzer, if they're not right in the middle, if they're at the ends of the discoloration. Hafuch ushalom hafuch. It doesn't make a difference. Remember we said by Baharis that the Baharis has to come first, and then it turns the black hairs white. That's called hafuch. It's the Baharis is mahapech. Here it doesn't make a difference if the nesek, the discoloration, turns the hairs yellow or gold. In other words, if the discoloration is there first, or if the hairs are there first, or shlo hafuch. The hairs were there first, these goldish, golden hairs were there first, and they weren't, and then the nesek, and then the discoloration came and surrounded them. The Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon says, Eino mitame elo hafuch. Rebbe Shimon says that the hairs are only mitame if they come after the nesek, after the discoloration of the nesek, and he brings the kal v'chomer. Omer Rabbi Shimon v'dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. V'din means kal v'chomer. Ma'im sir lovin she'ein sir achir masl miyado. By sir lovin, you can have your two white hairs. The black hairs that turn white, and you can have in that Baharis 1,000 black hairs. If you have the two hairs that turn white, black hairs that turn white, it's a simon of tuma, and it's muchlet, and there's hechlet. The mitzvah is muchlet. So ma im sir lovin shein sir achim matzal miyodo. So no matter how many black hairs there are, as long as you're two white hairs, it doesn't save that person from being a mitzvah muchlet. So ena mitami elam hafuch, and yet it requires what? That the Baharis precede the Seir. By the Seir Tzovdak, the halacha is Shesir Acher Matzel Miyodo, that the presence of a black hair break up the tumah of the of Nesek. So that one black hair is Matzel Miyodo. Let me read it to Ferris Yisroel. The afiluk sheish be'anesech shtei saros tzohuv. There are two golden hairs. Im yeshimuhem shtei saros, not one black hair, but two black hairs. Shtei saros shchoros tohar. If there are two black hairs there, then it's matzil. So enodin shloy. So he says. So since you have it's weaker that the nesek can be saved if there are two black hairs along with the two gold hairs, then it's not a nesek. It's not muchlet. It's not a nesek that's muchlet. So enodin shloy yitma ela shloy yitame ela hafuk. Since it's weaker, so also it should be more limited, and it should only be metame if it's if the nesek precedes the hair and causes it to turn color. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, komokum shetzurik lomar hafuch, amar hafuch. With the Torah is very specific. Where it had to speak about hafuch, it uses the word hafuch. By Baharis, it mentions the word hafach lovan. There it mentions the word hafach. Avla nesek, but nesek, where the Torah doesn't mention the word hafach, shenera b'bo, lohoya bo tzir tzohov, well, it says, there was no tzir tzohov in it, mitami hafuch, shalom b'hafuch. The Torah doesn't say shahafach tzohov, it just says that avla nesek shemer, if doesn't have a tzir tzohov, then it's all right. If it does have, it's not all right. But it doesn't mention the word hafach by the Seir Tzohov, metame hafach or shelo hafach. It's metame whether it follows the if the hair follows the discoloration or if it precedes the discoloration, it doesn't make a difference. And the Rav says the halacha is Rebbe Yehuda. The din of hafach does not apply to nesek. That's the end of Mishnah Beis.